Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamas Sadivava Min Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Sadivava Min Aleph. It says the Mishnah, Amru Lai Meisi Ishtacha, they tell Reuven his wife died, so he marries her half-sister, her paternal sister, Meisa. They tell him that now the second woman dies, so he marries her half-sister, but from her mother. So the third woman now is not related to the first one, she's only the half-sister of the second. The first and third are both half-sisters of the second, but they're not related to each other. Meisa, they tell him now that this third woman died, and he marries her half-sister from her father, not related to the second or first. Meisa, they tell him that she died, and he marries her half-sister, the fifth woman now, who's a half-sister of the fourth, but not related to one through three. And then it comes out that all the women are really alive. Now, halacha is, he's mutter to remain married to the first, third, and the fifth woman. The first one who is always his wife, the second not because she's the first one's sister. Because of that, the Kedushin is Taifis with the third, but then now with the fourth, who's the third one's sister. And Mamelu, the Kedushin is Taifis with the fifth, who's now related to the first or the third, who he's married to. So he's moted to the first, third, and the fifth. And and Upaitra Sarasayan, if Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibam with one of those women, that will patra any other wife. But the second, fourth, like we explained, the Kedushin Satayf is with them. Mamela, if Reuven would die and Shimon would be Miyabim one of them, that would not patra the Tzara. If he's together with the second woman after the first one really did die, as the Gemara will explain, not just after he heard that she died, that's true even in the Reisha's case, it means even after when the first one really did die, so then Mutter Bishniu Biravias. Mamela Kedushin is Taifis with the second woman, now with the third who's the second one's sister, but then yes with the fourth, and then now with the fifth who's the fourth one's sister. Upaitre Sarasayan, the Yibam with one of them will patra the Tzaris. Va'asar Bashishas of Bechamishas will be asar to the third and the fifth, who are the sisters of the second and the fourth. Ve'im Bias Achas and Pateras Sarasa, and the Bia with one of them will not patra the Tzara. Says the Mishnah, a new case now, a new halacha. Ben teisha shanav yom echad. The halacha is that if you have a 9-year-old yavam, 9 years old in a day, so his bia is already considered a bia once he's 9 years in a day, but his yibam is not a full yibam because he's not a bardas. So paisa de achin lamaisa if he is miyabim Mrs. Reuven. Reuven dies, and Reuven did not have any children with Mrs. Reuven. And now Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon and Levi. Shimon's a katan. So Shimon, he's a 9-year-old. If Shimon is Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven, even though it's not a full Yibam, Lamaitza, it has the ability to asser Mrs. Reuven onto Levi. Va'achin paisan al yaday. And the brothers, let's say Levi, Yehuda, if they are Miyabi, Mrs. Reuven, they pass her to Shimon. Elohu paisal tchila va'achin paisan tchila v'saiv. Just he has the ability to pass only if he goes first, whereas they have the ability to pass even if they go second, like we'll see more in the Gemara. Ketzad says the Mishnah, Ben Teisha Shanav Yem Echad Shabal Yivim Toi Pasar De Achen. If he is Miyabim Mrs. Reuven, so he passes her to the brothers. Bayu Alei Achen Vasu B'Maimer Nasugeh Lecholtzu Paisal Yadoi. If one of the brothers would go and be Miyabim Mrs. Reuven, or do Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, give her a get, or do Chalitza, so then they have the ability to then passel her onto Shimon, onto the 9-year-old. Now says the Gemara, Atu Kulu Lavla Achar Mises Rishayna Ninu, going back to the first half of the Mishnah, it says that in the Seifa of the first half, it says, Vimbo Lashnil Achar Mises Rishayna, if he's together with the second one after the first one died, so then the Kedushin is Taifis with the second and the fourth. What do you mean he's together with her after the first one died? And that was always the case. Amar Sheshes Achar Mises Rishayna Vada, we mean after the first one really did die. Ben Teisha Shanim V'chulu says the Gemara, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yem Echad Tchila Pasol B'Saif Lei Pasol. His Bia only has the ability to Pasol if he goes first, but not if he goes second. Is that really true that his Bia can't Pasol B'Saif? Meaning, let's say Levi goes and does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon is Miyabimer. Levi is still Mutter to Mrs. Reuven. Is that true? V'Tani Rav Zidbar Rabbi Yeshaya Mamish this case. Ha'isa Maimer Rabbi Avimta. If Levi, who's a gadol, does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, V'Acher Kach Ba'Achiv Shu Ben Teisha Shanim V'yem Echad Aleha, and then Shimon, who's a 9-year-old is Ba'aleha, so the lach is Pasla, he passels her to Shem, to Levi. So you see that even Basaif, he has the ability to passel. Says the Gemara Amri, they explain that Bia passel afilu Basaif, in a Chanami, Bia passels even Basaif. But Maimer Tchila passel Basaif lay passel. Maimer only passels Betchila, it won't passel Basaif. Says the Gemara, Bia afilu Basaif passel. Is that true that Bia passels Basaif? Valkatani Elashu paisel Tchila vein Tchila Basaif. The Mishnah speaks out that he has the ability to passel only if he goes first. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad, it talks about Bia, and it says that he only has the ability to pass the Betchila, not Basaif. wife. Says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechzer Vachi Ketani. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Ben Teisha Shanim Vei Mechad, who Paisel Tchila, Vein Paisel Tchila Vesaif. This distinction, that he passes only Betchila, whereas they passel Tchila Vesaif. And on that, the Mishnah says, that Bamedvar Mamurim Vei Maimur, Avo Bia Paisel Safila Vesaif. That's only true about Maimur. Bia, the 9-year-old could passel even if he goes second. Kate said, what's the case? Ben Teisha Shanim Vei Mechad, Ha Baal Yevimtoi, Pasel De Achen. That if he has Bia, he passels her to all the brothers, meaning even if he goes b'tchila, he has the ability to passel Mrs. Ruth. Even if he goes b'saif, he has the ability to passel her on all the brothers. Now says the Gemara that on that which we said that Maimer only passels b'tchila, but not b'saif. Does his Maimer have the ability to passel her to the brothers at all, even if he goes b'tchila? Does a 9-year-old have Maimer? V'atani, we learned in the Braisa, ben teisha shani v'em echad who paisel b'davar echad v'achin paisel al yaday ba'arbe dvarim. Now the 9-year-old could passel Mrs. Reuven onto the brothers in one way, through one action. The brothers could passel Mrs. Reuven onto the 9-year-old through 4 different ways. Who paisa the achim bebia? His only way of passeling her is through bia. The achim paisa na debia b'maimer begedu b'chalitza. They have 4 ways, all 4 bia maimer gechalitza. But he only passes through bia. It's mashma. He doesn't passel through maimer. Says the Gemara, no, he passes even through maimer. So why does the Braisa only mention bia? Bia the pasel ben b'tchila ben b'saif psikale. Bia which passels no matter when he does it. So therefore, it's always true. That's why the Braisa speaks it out. But maimer the since it's not always true, so therefore the Braisa didn't want to mention it. Now it my Nami Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that Yeshloi get that a 9-year-old has a get, which again, like we just said, it's lav dafka bia, even maimer, even get. It's just that these things only work betchila. Bia works bein betchila bein besaif. There are other things that work also, just they only work betchila. Like we mentioned before, maimer. Shmuel says also Yeshloi get. V'chein Amar Rav Tachlifa Baravimi Yeshloi maimer. Tanya Mehachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that it's not just bia that Yeshloi get v'Yeshloi maimer divrei Rameir. Rameir says that a 9-year-old has get and maimer. Now says the Gemara v'sef for a mayor, Yeshloi get. Really, a mayor holds and a 9-year-old has a get. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa that also bias bantesha kamaimer begadol. San Kama points out that the bia of a 9-year-old is halachically like maimer of a gadol, and a mayor aimer asu chalitzas bantesha can get begadol. That the chalitz of a 9-year-old is like the get of a gadol. Now, vim isan, if it's true that a 9-year-old has his own get, so listening can get tight that say that his chalitza is like his own get. Why mention the get of the gadol? So Amar Ravuna b'Rav Yeshua that is slave zutar. A mayor holds that he has a get, just it's not the same as the get of a gadol. That's why he mentioned the get of a gadol, because the get of a katan of a 9-year-old is less powerful. L'ayin afkamina, the Gamliel damer ain't get achar get. According to Gamliel, who says that there's no power of a second get after one get was already given to a shemeres yavam, hanimina begadol achar gadol v'katan achar katan. That's only true if it's the same level, two gadolim or two katanim. Of a gadol achar katan mahani, when it comes to a gadol after a katan, since the katan's get was smaller and the gadol's get is bigger, so then the gadol's get has an effect. And the Rabban that the Amri Yesh get achar get, a nafkamina, even if you're the Rabbanan who normally say, who generally say Yesh get achar get, is that Hani Mila begadol achar gadol, katan achar katan. It's true only when it's the same. Aval katan achar gadol, loy mahani. But if it's a katan achar gadol, even though normally there's a get achar get, a katan achar gadol, then even the Chachamim would agree that the second get is not considered a get because it's a get zutar.